The devil's been defeated. And what the Lord showed me was, if you walk in the light, the devil is the prince of darkness. Darkness has been allotted to Satan. That's his territory. When you sin, you go into his territory. He's got every right to do something to you. You bring darkness into your home when you sin. That's why I say stop yelling and screaming at each other at home. Because you're opening the door for darkness. And then the devil can do anything to you and to your children. I don't want any darkness to come into my home. Darkness has been allotted to Satan. If you walk in the light, I tell you, Satan will be scared of you. He's not scared of people who shout at him and shout praises and all that. He'll say to such people, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? But let Satan find a humble man. A man who's eliminated pride completely from his life to the best of his knowledge. Who's not proud of anything in his life, of his physique, not proud of his beauty, not proud of his intelligence, not proud of his wealth, not proud of his earthly capabilities, not proud of how smart he is, not proud of his Bible knowledge, not proud of his ministry, not proud of anything. That devil will be scared of him. That's why he always likes to inject a little pride into you when you've done something or you feel that you're better than somebody else or you're more capable or you're smart or you did something great. Ask God to protect you from all that. I remember once in the little business I do to support myself, I lost a huge amount of money. And it's because I went away somewhere to serve the Lord. And I came back and I lost. I said, fine. And I said, Lord, why did this happen? He says, because one, I wanted to deliver you from the love of money, which you've been praying for so long. I said, oh, thank you. And secondly, you were beginning to think you were pretty smart in your business. And I wanted to humble you. I said, great. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. I'm willing to lose any amount of money to humble myself so that I can have authority over sin. If you're serious with the Lord, I'll tell you, He'll do that. And you'll find that money counts nothing for you anymore. You'll really be free. Satan gets a hold on people. You remember how he offered money even to Jesus? All this will I give you if you will just bow down, worship me. All the glory of the world, and one of the major parts of the glory of the world is money. Dear brothers and sisters, don't let it have a hold on you. You can't free yourself from it. The love of money is deeply rooted in us, just like sexual desire. Illegitimate sexual desire is deeply rooted in the flesh, even if you're a married man. If you're not cautious, the devil will get you. He's got better people than you. That's why you need to pray with loud crying and tears. Don't think you're so smart. Oh, it won't happen to me. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Paul said, I discipline my body. When he was 60 years old, I disciplined my body lest, having preached to others, I be disqualified. I believe temptation is like fire. Even if you're 100 years old, it can burn you. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We must live with authority over Satan. Drive him out of your home. Drive him out of your church. He won't listen to you if you're fooling around with sin. He won't listen to you if you take sin lightly. He won't listen to you if he sees a little bit of pride in your heart, conscious pride, about something. You know how every one of us is tempted to pride when we accomplish something in our business or in the world or in our home or when somebody appreciates us or in a spiritual ministry something happens. Maybe something wonderful happened in your ministry and you And the devil says, hey, that was great, man. And you don't recognize immediately the temptation. I remember once somebody who was demon-possessed, I didn't know he was demon-possessed, came to my house and said to me, Brother Zach, I knew him before. He said, I had a dream yesterday. Some demons came to me and said, don't ever go to Brother Zach's house. I know why he said that. Just to puff me up. And to make me think that demons are afraid of me. I recognized it immediately. That's just to puff me up. I remember another time when I was casting out a demon from someone. I said, look at me. And she said, oh, I can't look at you. Your face is terrible. I knew what it was. To puff me up so that I'd have no power over that demon inside. You know the subtle ways in which the devil tries to puff you up? Be careful, my brother, sister. Be careful. Don't let anything go to your head. What are we apart from the grace of God? Everything we are is because God has done something in us. Give Him the credit and the glory and don't touch it. There are many things God will give us. His power, His love, His blessing, but there's one thing God will never give us. Isaiah 42 verse 8. Never forget it. Isaiah 42 verse 8. My glory I will never give to another. I remember that frequently. His glory He will never give to us. And I never want to touch that. Never touch it. Give the glory to God for whatever you are or whatever you've accomplished or whatever gifts God has given you, however smart or capable you think you are. And you're prospered in your work and your business. Humble yourself before God and say, Lord, it's all of you. It's all of you. And if your church is better than other churches, go down, fall before God and say, Lord, it's all of you. It's got nothing to do with my ministry or that I understood the new covenant and the new and living way and I understood the new wine and new skin. No, Lord, it's 100% of you. People ask me sometimes, Brother Zach, why don't you write all your four sons are following the Lord so wholeheartedly? Why don't you write a book on raising children? I said, I'll never write it. Never. Because it was not my ability that made them follow the Lord. It was 100% God's mercy. If I write a book, it'll be about all the failures I made as a father. That's all. All the blunders I made in my life. I'll ask my children for a little help on that to tell me all the blunders I made. No, that's all I can write. I'm not going to write anything, but I see all these experts writing books on how to bring up children and all that. There are so many subtle little things that can get into your heart if you're not watchful. Walk in the light. It's not an easy thing in the evil world we live in, but it's possible. That's why you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's why every time the Spirit of God tells you, die. Die. You hear that voice many times. Something happens and the Holy Spirit says, die. And be like a dead man there. When it says in Romans 8:11, reckon yourself dead. I picture it like this. I'm a dead man here. Somebody's irritating me. Not even a change of expression on my face. Because I'm dead. Somebody praises me to the skies. Dead man's not even affected. After a while, sow an act and keep on sowing an act. It'll become a habit. Isn't brushing your teeth an easy thing for you now? It's not a great struggle to get up in the morning, brush your teeth. So easy. Dying to yourself will become easy just like that. If you make it a practice. And the devil will have no power over you. The Bible says, through death, he took away the power from him who had the power of death, that is Satan. On the cross, that's Hebrews 2:14. Colossians 2:15, he stripped principalities and powers of their armor on the cross. Do you know that Jesus never defeated Satan when he was casting out demons? He cast out so many demons, but the devil was still triumphant. But on the cross, Satan was finally defeated. Satan is not defeated when you cast out demons. Colossians 2:15, Hebrews 2:14 are two wonderful verses that teach us that it was on the cross alone that Satan was defeated. And it's when you take up the cross and identify yourself with Christ's death, I'm crucified with Christ, then Satan will be defeated in your life. That victory will become real in your life, and Satan will lose power over you.